Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, July 2nd. You'll be interested to know. 61 years ago today, in 1964, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act into law, a landmark piece of legislation that outlawed discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. This pivotal act marked a significant victory for the American civil rights movement, ending segregation in public places and banning employment discrimination. It stands as a testament to the nation's commitment to equality and justice for all its citizens. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking choppy this morning with knee to thigh-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 1 to 2 feet throughout the morning, providing choppy conditions. Expect the winds to remain onshore at 8 to 12 mile per hour, which will keep the surface a bit bumpy as the day progresses. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 2-foot outgoing low tide, when the west-northwest swell is 1.5 feet at 10 seconds, and the onshore wind is 7 mile per hour. The first low tide Wednesday will be 1.5 foot just before 9 a.m. with a 4.5 foot high tide at 4:15. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 69 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday through Saturday features a mix of conditions, starting with fair, knee to thigh-high waves on Thursday, transitioning to semi-choppy in the afternoon. Friday brings clean, stomach-to-shoulder-high surf in the morning, shifting to fair in the afternoon. Saturday continues with fair conditions, peaking at chest-to-shoulder-high waves, but becomes choppy later. Ideal for experienced surfers. This morning, it's mostly cloudy, and it feels like 68 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 8:04, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:45. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny skies today, warming up to a high near 74 with a light west breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a low around 62 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Thursday with a high near 71. Independence Day will be mostly sunny and warmer, reaching up to 74. The nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 63. Saturday and Sunday will also be mostly sunny, both hitting 76. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego has reopened applications for vacation home rental licenses in Mission Beach, marking the first time in 2.5 years. Prospective hosts can apply for Tier 4 licenses, designated for whole home short-term rentals, operating more than 20 days each year. City Council member Jennifer Campbell stated that the ordinance has helped return housing to the market while providing options for visitors. The application period will last for 45 days, ending on August 15th, with a random lottery determining processing order for applicants. Now on to sports. The Milwaukee Bucks have made a shocking move by signing Miles Turner to a 4-year contract worth $107 million, replacing Brook Lopes as the rim protector next to Giannis Antetokounmpo. To create cap space, they waived Damian Lillard, opting to pay him $22.5 million annually over 5 years, instead of $113 million over 2 years. This decision has left the Bucks without a starting point guard and has raised concerns about their ability to compete. While Turner is a solid player, his fit and the long-term implications of this move remain questionable. In local sports, last night at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, the Padres' clash with the Phillies was postponed due to rain. This morning, we'll have the makeup game and Nick Pivetta, with a 3.36 earned run average, challenges Mick Abel, boasting a 1.43. First pitch is at 10:05, with clear skies and a temperature around 78 degrees expected. Game 2 will start at 3:15, with C's facing Sanchez. In top news, in Scottsdale, Arizona, JSX is making waves with its promise of a private jet experience without the hassle of major airports. Arriving just 20 minutes before my flight to Las Vegas, I was surprised to find a quiet gate area with minimal amenities. However, the check-in process was refreshingly personal as an employee approached me directly. JSX boasts perks like free checked bags, in-flight drinks, and generous pet policies, but prices can be steep. My last-minute round-trip ticket cost $644, significantly higher than typical economy fares. JSX aims to provide a premium experience for travelers seeking convenience. In business news, MicroStrategy is making headlines with its latest Bitcoin purchase, which positions the company to soon exceed 600,000 tokens. Recently, it acquired 4,980 Bitcoins at an average price of $106,801 each, totaling approximately $531.5 million. Following this, shares rose 4.7% to $402 on Monday, despite Bitcoin's stable price. The company now holds nearly 600,000 digital tokens, valued at around $64 billion. Chairman Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate for Bitcoin, hinted at the acquisition on social media, emphasizing the long-term potential of these investments. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The U.S. Senate has passed President Trump's budget reconciliation bill, securing an additional $10 billion for NASA's Artemis program. This funding will support more Space Launch System rockets and the Gateway station orbiting the moon, a move criticized by SpaceX CEO Elon Musk and billionaire entrepreneur Jared Isaacman. Musk argues that the Space Launch System is overly costly and expendable, with production costs estimated at $2.5 billion per launch. Isaacman, during confirmation hearings, expressed skepticism about the long-term viability of the rocket. Nonetheless, Congress is moving forward with these initiatives, despite prior proposals to phase out the Space Launch System. And in entertainment news, ahead of the sequel to St. Elmo's Fire, Rob Lowe reflects on his favorite moment from the original film, calling it one of the most 1980s experiences. Lowe, who portrayed Billy Hicks in the iconic coming-of-age movie, highlighted the memorable scene of playing the saxophone in a bar which he fondly embraces as a quintessential part of the era. While some elements of the film have not aged well, the nostalgia remains strong. As fans await the sequel, questions arise about whether Billy will still play the saxophone, a detail that could define the continuation of this beloved story. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Eric Hoffer. And he said, "In times of change, learners inherit the earth, while the learned find themselves beautifully equipped to deal with a world that no longer exists." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.